former Weather Underground leader Sharon Solar,
one of the longest-standing fugitives on the FBI's most wanted list, was arrested yesterday, 30 years after the notorious Bank of Michigan robbery,
which resulted in the death of a guard.
Can I see the case file for old time's sake?
I look at the man's history. The man doesn't exist before 1979.
Fugitive Nicholas Sloan has been exposed by a reporter
living as a lawyer named James Grant.
I don't think he's running away. I think he's trying to clear his name.
We never betrayed each other, any of us.
Okay, here's the deal. Robert Redford's movies have slowed down to become forgettable over the years, such is the case with The Company You Keep. The film tells the story of a former domestic terrorist who's been living under a fake identity for years. When his true identity is uncovered by a small reporter, he goes on the run from the FBI. If The Company You Keep had been made 20 years ago, it would have made more sense. However, in today's world, little of the story makes sense, such as the obsolete newspaper reporter who says he doesn't even tweet, and Robert Redford as a geriatric father of an 11-year-old girl. The cast is great, and the first half is decent, but that doesn't save the film from a plodding, preachy, and meandering ending. The Company You Keep gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.